Hey everybody, it's me, Roxy Hayes, and welcome to this episode of Bedtime Bitching with Roxy Hayes, the podcast. I am here this evening, nighttime, because it's bedtime.
That's right.
It's like 1 p.m. I am here today with viral sensation, it's annoying, I don't care, singer, performer, very talented, around individual, Mr. Philway.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You deserve that.
Thank you so much. Oh, great Roxy.
So most people may recognize you from, I know this is the first video I saw, it was the Rick Ross, that was like gospel.
Yeah, that flex on the door. I think I'm Big Meech, Larry Hoover.
Whipping word. I used to do that every day. I couldn't hit the note because I'm lit. But it was that one.
I can't kick my legs.
Wait, you can't kick them up no more?
I got a hole in my onesie right
now. Oh, yeah. You want to need your...
Yeah, you don't need
your
that.
Penile to pop out. This is PG-13.
No.
So... Stop. So it was that one. And then the other one was the Trey Songz.
Impression, that one. Every week somebody hit me with your side.
It's still funny.
It is. It made me laugh.
Me too.
That's what's most important. I think that we gotta make it.
We gotta make ourselves laugh. Like y'all important, but.
So every time somebody might hit it, they'd be like, oh, dude, you so, yo, red bean, rye, chicken, ring, too far. You're like, oh, then I do it, and I start laughing.
Did you get to meet Trey Songz?
Yeah, we met a couple times,
Did you perform with him?
Perform with him? No, not necessarily. I did something at the improv one time. I did a set before he came up. That was cool.
That's dope, but you do get to perform with a lot of people. Who is, like, some of your favorite people that you've performed with so far?
Some of my favorite people that Tank, because that on the music side, aside from comedy, you know, I got to perform, open for him at the House of Blues. Tank is one of my favorite R&B writers. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he's wild. He's wild for that. Some other people. I think Mr. Brown.
You got to perform Mr. Brown. He's funny.
Actually, he's so funny. Actually, David Mann, the Mann family, but I had to open up or host their son had they were getting engaged, re-engaged, having to remarry. What do you call it? They get married again for renewing vows or something like that. And I had to I have to host and sing some songs and just vibe and make it. But they are funny. They retarded funny. So. I'm just reflecting on it all. It was just a glorious evening. Shout out to the Mann family. You know,
I'm sorry. So you stop looking.
All right.
You need to stop that. All right. So we're going to discuss some of our like favorite movies, and then some movies that maybe aren't our favorite, but they're everybody else's favorite, and we have issues with them. Not necessarily we don't like them, but we may have some issues with it. So, but we're going to start with what we like first, because we should always start on a positive note.
That's right.
Boom. I learned that from him. So, because I'm negative as fuck. Okay. So, what is one of your favorite movies, like, all time?
Chinese Connection, Bruce Lee.
Oh, that was quick.
Yeah, I was ready for that.
That's how you know that shit's real. That's your real favorite.
It's real.
What do you like so much about that movie?
Man, because he was off the chain. The nunchuck action, the fluidity, you know what I'm saying? They killed his master. He was digging in the dirt in the beginning. They killed him. Master! 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 Then homie hit him over the back of the head with a shovel. Thunk. Like, dang, you want somebody to calm down so you're going to hit Bruce Lee in the back of the head with a shovel? What? And then, I could talk about that whole movie, man. That was my... Master! Master! He's at the funeral.
Why you got him sounding like a Ninja Turtle or something?
They had a tuba that was playing this sad song like... And then Bruce Lee got
the
there.
Again?
It was raining.
Can you do the tuba again?
Bruce Lee got there, it was raining, he had an umbrella, he dropped his umbrella, then he started looking and shaking his head like this. Master!
I hate how many times you've seen this movie.
Man, hey, that movie went hard. He is whooping all on Japanese. Boy, they coming in there. That's a good movie. It's classic and reflecting.
Is that one of the movies you watch like every night?
It's not one of the movies I watch every night, but you know, I just like kung fu movies. I had all types of training growing up.
You did?
Yeah.
You had actual kung
different
fu
types of style. Snake kung fu.
I don't know if you're lying or not.
Crane kung fu.
I don't know if you're lying or not. I want to know.
Mastery and weaponry.
Are you lying or not?
I was a kung fu connoisseur. Kung fu connoisseur.
So you have, like, weapons at the house?
Sure. Anything is a weapon, actually.
Okay, that's also very true. So you have...
I can take one of these and whoop your ass.
You know what I mean.
Yeah.
You have, like, swords and the like.
In the kitchen.
What kind of sword?
Katana.
I got a katana, too. That's why I asked. I had a pink one. Yeah. I'm practicing bow staff. And so I could get good. I want to get bow staff cold before I try to get sore because I'm clumsy.
Nice on the bow staff.
And I get cold.
I could take off one of these lights and microphones with somebody come up here and trying to wow. All you had to do is just sit there just like this.
Just like,
you ain't got to even electrocute or nothing. Pikachu.
Like, oh, no, they need to know this is a Pikachu. They can't see it because it's titties out.
That's what they can't see.
But yes, this is. This is a Pikachu onesie.
Pika.
So that's
So what's your favorite?
Okay. I don't know if it's my favorite, but it's like the movie I watch like almost every night is Howl's Moving Castle.
Mm-hmm.
Studio Ghibli. I just love that movie because I love like romance movies. I love rom-coms and stuff like that.
I get that.
So yeah, I love Studio Ghibli movies just because they're really like slow. And they're really beautiful. So, like, that's just one of the movies that's really good to get, like, high and just watch. And the music's really pretty. But it's, like, the story.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that in a lot of, like, Japanese movies or, like, you know, anime or anything like that. Like, it's a love story, but it's not, like, super sexual.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, them falling in love, like, as individuals.
Mm-hmm.
And so I always
you know what is super sexual?
What?
Spartacus. Are you familiar?
What did that come on?
Was it
Showtime? HBO? I can't remember.
Stars.
First episode.
Dicks everywhere.
It was too much.
It was too much. Like, they be getting on every episode.
Every episode.
It's definitely old school Skinamax porn.
I don't even think I got past like two episodes because I wanted to see more fighting, number one. I'll just watch porn. If I want to see this Spartacus, I'll just watch porn. It's just porn.
That's exactly what it is. It's crazy. But, yeah.
So that's something that you don't like?
It's a lot of strong action. That series is actually really good.
You know? I never got past the dicks in my face. And I have no problem with dicks in my face. But, like, if I want that. Like, I'm watching
That's not
this.
What you asked for.
That's not it. Yeah, I wanted Spartacus. I wanted some fighting and some...
Sitting down, watching TV, got my son sitting there, and then all of a sudden, wash my balls, or come henceforth unto my
balls,
loins.
is that something that'll like turn you off from a series? Has that turned you off from any other series where it's just not even
I think
a series?
That kinda it kind of hit me like that with what you call that, Game of Thrones. I think there's a few moments in there, but. Spartacus, hold it up. It's just a warning if you're trying to watch it. The series has 4.7 stars. It's very good. It's entertaining.
If you can get past.
I'm on season 4. I made it past it all. You know?
How many seasons is it?
Just have you a little snack or something. You see some balls, you got a little honey bun, you just focus on your honey bun, a few bites.
But then what if you...
Ball's gone.
What if you're eating before the balls? Like you already started eating and then they pop up.
Oh!
Mid chew. Do you finish chewing or not?
Have a cell phone handy.
Just switch. A
couple scrolls on Instagram. But
I just want to watch what I came to watch for. Has that happened with you for any other shows? You said Game of Thrones. Anything else?
No, not really. Nothing else comes to mind. It's just really potent. Potent.
Not necessarily
medieval
with sex.
Renaissance.
You thought it was something, then it was something else.
Renaissance festival balls. I'm not into it.
I was watching Empire for like a second, and then it wasn't enough music in it for me. So that's why I bailed out.
It wasn't enough in Empire?
I didn't like it. It was too much of the other shit for me.
You wanted more music. I wanted more music.
I wanted it to be like Glee. I want like 8 songs.
Sheesh, that was enough.
I want multiple songs. Like, don't tell me that's what this
is. Bring that back.
Yep. Nope. 8 times.
Keep it there.
That's what I thought it was. So, yeah, I didn't want to. I wanted it to be like a black Glee, but it wasn't, so I turned it off.
Yeah, I get that.
It was, and then just the writing wasn't great for me. What other shows or movies don't you like that everybody else seems to like or love?
Fried Green Tomatoes. Let's go back.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh,
you about to cut me out? That's your movie?
That's my shit. I'm sorry.
Sister of the Traveling Pants. That's you too?
Yes. Sheesh. Okay, wait. The first one. The second one was terrible. Okay, but first the Fried Green Tomatoes. Well, I popped out my onesie with that shock and terror. Why don't you like Fried Green Tomatoes?
Just the only one of the movies my aunt took me to see when I was little. I didn't even ask to go see. I want to take me to see Ninja Turtles. Fried Green Tomatoes. Sister Traveling Pants.
What? Me and my brother used to watch Fried Green Tomatoes for like fun. Like our neighbor had it, and we would go get it from her. And it's a good movie. Hey, do you know what it's about? It's about undercover lesbianism. It's about
Fried Green Tomatoes.
They had a Fried Green Tomatoes restaurant. She was in love with her, but she never allowed herself to say there was death. So you're mad there wasn't enough cooking in it?
I didn't eat Fried Green Tomatoes until I was an adult because of that movie. I was like, I want nothing.
I as well didn't because like there was like a body chopped up. You ain't gonna watch the movie, no way. Remember she killed that man and they was cooking his body? So I always thought that Fried Green Tomatoes had people in it. So I didn't eat it. Fried Green Tomatoes are good.
That's a whole nother reason.
That's fire.
I like them now. Yeah, I do.
With some sauce and shit, that's fire. What's the other one you said?
You said Fried Green Tomatoes. What's that other movie? Can You Make Me Feel Good?
Oh, Monsters Ball? I'll agree.
Holly Berry, you know, got to see
her. Wait, why'd you make her sound like that? Do it again.
Can You Make Me Feel Good? That's the only sound that I can remember from that movie.
Why is that the voice, though?
Yeah, because she was getting it in as a young adolescent. I was rewinding that part.
So that's good. I don't even remember what that movie her son was,
and
I haven't seen the movie since I was little.
Ford, not Harrison Ford.
No, it was Billy D. Wow, Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah,
I'm lit. Thank you, because we weren't gonna get that. I had it. I remember because he was with Angelina Jolie.
Bill Clinton.
It's Billiam. I almost said Billiam. That's not a person. So wait, there was one you said before we started that pissed me off.
Oh, Sister of the Traveling
Pants. Not that one, because like I said, the movie, the plot wasn't great. It was just
the never ending story.
How can you not like the never ending story?
I haven't sang that song in 20 years. It's crazy how that was in my brain, but that is a song. But that Sleepy Dog, if you're familiar with the never ending story, that Sleepy Dog looked like he was going off drugs before I knew what drugs were. Slow blinking, slow ugly rug mat dog. Flying in the air.
It's magical.
I crawl up in there. Can you imagine how big that thing flees? Got crazy. And that little boy just all on the dog. All on the dog. He That's a him. Dog.
So you don't like no dog movies?
I have a dog. I like Oliver. And Oliver's Company. Oliver and Company.
That shit went hard. So, but I'm saying, so you don't like the never ending story.
Fox and Hound. I'm a fan.
But they weren't even friends at the end. That's a sad ass movie.
I know, but it's just tight. The spaghetti. That's when I started liking spaghetti back then. No, I'm sorry.
Lady and the Tramp. Fox and the Hound. I was like, where was the spaghetti?
Fox and the Hound, yeah, that was a sad movie. I'm sorry.
That's what I was gonna say. They made her give him away and then he lost his friend.
Oh, no. Don't dislike this because I said that.
Not hate you. Now I'm getting thumbs down because you bringing up.
Lady and the Tramp. Man, you see some dog spaghetti look like that. If I was a dog, I'd be eating spaghetti with a baddie like that too. That was a dream. I gotta get a girlfriend. So you can eat spaghetti? Never found spaghetti that was long enough. It's too short.
Because people break the spaghetti, just cook it whole.
Cook it whole so it can be some kissing going on, some sauce.
That's disgusting, though.
That was one of my dreams. I don't think about that anymore until now.
I hope that happens for you. I want that to happen in your life.
Get some spaghetti.
You know they got a live action version on Disney Plus?
I'm for that. I've been hearing a lot about Disney Plus as of late.
Disney Plus is fire. They have all the stuff. I was trying, it was some stuff on there. I was like, I don't really like this movie that much. Or like, I didn't remember it. Like, The Great Mouse Detective, I remembered it. Mm. It's like super, you remember the Black Cauldron? Mm-hmm. That's on there, I think. Or am I high? And I just want it to be on there.
I don't know if that's on there. I don't have it. I haven't subscribed. I've been hearing all my friends kind of gassed up about it, but I just...
Because it got all the Disney original movies. I used to stay watching Disney original movies. You remember Brink?
No.
You remember Brink?
I remember the title. What is that about?
It was about the skaters. They were had Christina Vidal.
Was
we're
it about
soul
the
skaters?
Nah. It wasn't where they were skate battling, not battling, but
they were. It was Team X Blades. I'm about to go rewatch it. It was like one of they skated for fun, and this was like corporate, and it was about selling out. But like I remember, one of the boys was gonna sell out because his parents lost his job. I was like, his friend's kind of selfish, like. They're about to lose their house. You can let him sell. Like, that's a good reason to sell out. But it's random because the Black Ranger's in it.
The dancing Black Ranger.
It's just he's just randomly in the movie.
He still be dancing.
He be dancing his ass off. I just seen him in somebody else's video. We just talked about Power Rangers. Did you used to watch, like, all the...
Definitely. I can remember running home to go and see it. Just shutting it down. Like, not doing my homework and watching Power Rangers.
Did you watch Big Bad Beetleworks?
Yeah, big
baby too. Three
you
typical
Virtual
average.
Trippers?
We are.
Yeah, I got you off. Okay.
Don't get me started. I was preparing myself. Don't get me started on theme songs. You know.
Man, the kids had this little joke when I was younger. Like, are you a Power Ranger or VR Trooper? I was like, why are they asking? And now if I say the wrong thing, they start giggling. Like, what is that? Are you familiar with this?
I think it's because VR Trooper was like the off-brand.
Oh, probably
Power
so.
Ranger.
That's
if you like VR Trooper, you were
but
lame.
I mean, you know, if Power Rangers wasn't
good.
On, I watch VR Trooper.
Whatever the fuck. Because VR problem. Trooper went hard.
And they did go hard, actually.
See, now you got stuck in my head. We are VR.
Yeah,
it's a classic. I just did Big Bad Beetleborgs.
And some classic shows, like, even if we go back. Do you remember Toxic Crusaders?
Yes.
Yeah. Toxic Crusaders.
So we just about to sing. I'm all for singing obscure theme songs to shows.
Yeah, you're just making my brain.
Knows.
You're just opening up a cabinet
in my
brain
up a
that
portal.
I didn't expect to. Yeah.
So if you could bring one show back and make it, like, now. What show would you bring back? Because they're doing reboots anyway. What would you bring back?
Man, I bring back Saved by the Bell and bring some.
Zach was an asshole. Do you watch that on Facebook? That Zach Morris is trash. He's an asshole.
I heard he is.
But you still bring back?
I would bring it back and let Screech have a do-over.
Okay.
He need a redo-over. He need a do-over.
He would be cool now because Nerds is like, Nerds was popping. So he would be getting a woman and Zach wouldn't be getting any woman. Cause
that's one show. You have a show you would bring back?
I would bring back. I should have been thinking while you were talking, but I was just thinking about Saved by the Bell. I'll bring back, like, I'll bring back Family Matters. Without, Steve Urkel would still be in it, but he would be, like, the side character. I feel like we need a really good, like, wholesome Black family, because Blackish is about to be done, right? So,
yeah,
like.
But you got Blackish and Mixedish, and there's so many.
I want, like, a family show, though. Like, Mixedish is more about, like, her journey and stuff like that, which is still dope. But I want, like, the whole family show.
I want that.
That's what I want to see. That's what I watch. But all the people that I would have on there are dead. Like, I want James Avery to play the dad.
Look at that. Recasting.
Yeah.
I would do old, that. Stephon Arkell, old... Nobody.
No. Old everybody. We getting all new.
Yeah.
All new people. Stephon Arkell. That was so stupid.
Vintage shows. What's your favorite vintage show?
Leave it in the comments below. That's how you know somebody.
Nah, but do that.
Why you just scare me?
And make sure you smash the like button and destroy the comments. 3,000 comments, and we're posting a new episode. Did I go too far? 3,000.
That's so many. We're just not gonna have another episode.
Destroy the subscribe button. Smash the like button.
One comment, and then we'll do another video.
One whole comment with subject and verb agreement.
Oh, fuck. We'll never have another episode ever. That concludes this episode of Man Time Vision with Roxy Hazel Podcast. Thank you so much. to my guest, Phil Wade. We will definitely be having you back because you do music and shit. I'm doing music and shit now. So now we're going to collectively do music and shit.
I'll be right back.
So where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram. I'll be on there every day. Mr. Phil Wade. Twitter, Mr. Phil Wade. Facebook, Mr. Phil Wade.
It's two L's, though, right?
Two L's.
I think that's important. It's two L's.
That's very important, else you won't find me.
And as you already know, I'm Roxy Hayes. Everything is Roxy Hayes, R-O-X-X-Y-H-A-Z-E. Check me out. All that shit he said about liking and all that shit, though, we want that. Like, that's a real thing. So like, subscribe. It's, remember, it's on SoundCloud. I almost forgot. iTunes and YouTube. It's every week, every Thursday at 9:30 p.m. Check us out. All right, bye. You should sing us out. That's funny because I was just watching Grease. Perfect. Thank you. That was fun. Hard nigga, bad nigga, I'm fly nigga. Yeah. Hard nigga, bad nigga, I'm fly. Please don't be alarmed, it's just me high up over here. Chilling with my niggas, blowing smoke up in the air. Do not give a fuck about what you wear. Leave your